Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do today what you can put off until whenever? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. You know that home improvement project you keep procrastinating on? Would setting a deadline help you get it off your plate? Enter Stephen Knowles at the University of Otago Business School in New Zealand and team. The researchers asked 3,000 people to complete a short online survey about charitable giving. They were given either 1 week, 1 month, or no deadline to respond. Incentive? $10 would be donated to a charity if they responded by the deadline. Results? Responses were 30% higher when there was no deadline. People got around to filling out the survey eventually. But if you have to set a deadline, go short. 14% more people responded when given 1 week versus 1 month. These results suggest that people procrastinate more when given a longer deadline. But avoid deadlines altogether if you want a task done but don't care when. It's counterintuitive, but the research has spoken. So, I'll fix that sink tomorrow-ish. Now, back to Minesweeper.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood, and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.